那在上一次的这个演讲里面呢，就把所谓的第二忏的核心叫做自心理忏，它有十个项目哈，就是赞察三恶业报经有一个行法，行就是行门哈，就是走路的行人的行门呢，它有十个重点哈，从前面的严净道场哈。就是把你的道场弄得清净，香花供养，然后礼请三宝，赞礼三宝之后呢，那重点就是在举罪仰告，好，和观罪性空这边。
So we're going to recap from our last time. We're talking about the divination or the casting. The second round of casting is most important. The first round of the casting is talk about the past.Karmic and committed, and the good, the bad, the wholesome, unwholesome. So that's the first casting talk about it. And the second casting talk about the strength of the wholesome, unwholesome karmic deeds. And so it based on that, and we talk about the 10 practice method, and that's the core and of that the second casting.So, and through this core practice, this 10 steps of practicing, so, and we can repent and the karmic and the good, the unwholesome, the bad deeds of the karmic we committed. So the main thing into how to repent is use sincere, wholeheartedly mind.
Okay.前面五个
Okay. The first five is decorating and cleansing. The first is decorating the site of a practice. The second is cleansing the site of practice. The third is offering the incense and flower. The fourth is invite and beseech the three jewels. And the fifth is to praise the three jewels.
好，那举罪仰告观罪性空上个礼拜有讲，然后接着就是 要发愿，发愿劝请，然后随喜跟回向，然后最后才是真正就是念佛的这个部分，那可以作念跟绕念。
And the sixth is disclose a specific transgression and repent. And the seventh is vow, the eighth is rejoice.The ninth is transfer merit. The tenth is chanting, sitting, or walking. And the most important of all ten practice is the sixth one, and the disclose and specific transgression and repent. And then contemplate the natural karma is empty, and permanently eradicate the root of a transgression, and repent with utmost sincerity.
Okay. 那这个刚刚讲的十项哈，叫一直要一直去做它哈，就是那为什么要一直做呢？最主要是因为我们的心没有办法一下子到身心哈。那在自心理忏的时候，我们的心呢，有随着我们的修行跟反省的能力，还有我们忏悔清净的程度，那我们的心境哈，会决定我们忏悔的深度哈跟广度啊。所以从这边你可以看到说。像我们刚开始学佛的人，就是求愿，就是我只要发愿，我请佛菩萨来加持我哈，然后我希望能够忏悔。初学者大概我们只能到这个 level 哈。
And throughout this ten method, and use repent sincerely. And this is a ten is a continuous cycle. And after one round of ten steps, and then keep practicing. And then until, because why I keep doing it? Because in the beginning, our mind and cannot reach to profound mind. And also we always hear this, attitude and determine altitude. So you have, it depends how pure your mind is, and then so how broad and how deeply you can get into it, and your mind can become more refined and profound. So we have to keep continuously doing the these 10 steps of repentance.
那当我们初学时呢，在开始不断的礼忏之后哈，那等到我们的心真的能够稳定下来的时候呢，那我们的心才能够 到第二个阶段，那第二个阶段里面又有分三个上中下的这个心，那第一个就是一心，已经其实对我们禅修的人来讲已经是很不容易了，就是说你对于这个方法还有你诵念地藏王菩萨，你可以一心诵念，一心礼拜，一心忏悔，这个时候呢你在做这个十个步骤的这个行法的时候呢，你能够得到忏悔 这真实的感受、哦、那什么叫做一心？你就是这个方法能够细想不乱之外呢，你对这个方法还是非常清楚、哦、心住寥寥，然后到在更深入的时候，你会生勇猛心，就是你一直拜一直念佛，你不会想说哦，现在该吃饭了哈、哦，啊，该睡觉了哈，哎呦，我好像昨天只有睡5个小时，可能不够，我要睡多一点哈。你会不顾生命，因为拜忏的这个过程已经跟你合而为一，它就是你的法身慧命。你不会再去想这个色身怎么了，那叫做勇猛心。
So, and from a beginner.And the beginner is just barely making vow. Oh, I want to make a vow and to start repent. This is a beginner. And repent with a sincere mind. And then after give rise to vow and get it into the second stages. Second stage is gather the mind, focus very clearly and to repent. And then with a fierce and with a vigorous or ferocious mind and to keep on the method.So, also in this second stage, there's three levels. And the lowest level and is one mind. So one mind is very, very not easy and, for the people constantly practice meditation. What is one mind? And your mind is clearly focused on the method of repentance.And then the mind is not scattered. The mind is totally abiding to the method and then keep practicing. And then after you and become very stable and in this first level, and then you progress to the next level, and then and you abiding on the method and with fear, with fears and or vigorous or ferocious attitude. What it means is, you will not regress and you don't really care about your physical well-being. You just keep constantly working on the method and doesn't matter. And then the method and yourself become one and you really don't care your physical well-being.
那到身心的时候哈，是你跟法，你的心跟法合而为一，刚刚是跟方法合而为一，到了身心的时候呢，是你跟这个法，跟地藏王菩萨的愿，跟他的法合而为一，那而且是常常合而为一，常常在一起，所以你就是地藏王菩萨，地藏王菩萨就是你，到了这个地步，所以我们的忏悔可以等于是生生世，也可以算是生生世世的一个功课。
So when you progress into the highest and to the almost level is a profound mind. So and every single moment, your mind is in accordance with the Dharma. And previous one and when you you and the method is one and the same.And now the almost is become you and the Dharma is become the one. So the Dharma is Earth Storm's Bodhisattva's vow and the practice method and become one. So lifetime after a lifetime, this is also and this is the method of a practice.
好，那我们六祖坛经哈，要到忏悔到什么地步哈？六祖坛经的无相忏悔里面呢，就讲这个，其实我们要常常来诵念它。他说，从前念、今念及后念，念念不被愚迷、骄狂、嫉妒染。从前所有恶业、愚迷、骄狂、嫉妒等罪，悉皆忏悔，愿一时消灭，永不复起。所以 提到三个重点，愚迷、骄狂跟嫉妒，这三个其实是让我们造业，就是贪嗔痴这个主要的这种根本烦恼，让我们，那我们要忏悔到什么地步呢？就是念念，而且是前念、今念跟后念都不会被他拉住。那我们是什么，不要讲说今念的啦，就前念、后面、后念去攀前念嘛，一直攀一直攀啊，然后想未来是算后念吗？其实想后来、想未来还是算前念，只是你想的东西还没发生。所以忏悔的到这个地步，就像六祖坛经讲的，无相忏悔，每一念都是要清净的。
So from Six Patriarch Platform Sutra, there's a formless repentance. And from the previous mind, the current mind, and the future mind, every single mind, and may our thoughts be always free from the taint of ignorance and delusion, arrogance and deceit, and envy and jealousy. We repent all our sin and evil deeds committed under ignorance and delusion, arrogance and conceit, envy and jealousy. May they be expiated at once, and may they never arise again. See, these are thoughts, these three things we emphasize on the arrogance and conceit, and envy and jealousy, ignorance and delusion. These are the root cause of vexation and to cause our commit the three poison, greed, hatred, and ignorance. So the thought after thought, and it's the previous mind, the current mind, and the future mind. So sometimes we dream about the future. Is that a future mind? Actually, it's not. It's from the previous mind. We just thought about the time, the tense is in the future. And so be able to repent thought after thought. That's very important. Thought after thought, ceaselessly.
好，那今天要讲的第三轮相，就是当我们不断的忏悔的时候呢，第三个方便轮呢是说，好，我现在知道我的口业很糟，我去忏悔，然后通常会忏悔都是因为是有发生事情了，比如说我现在生病，或是我的妈妈生重病，或是说你有人生重病，那到底他做了什么罪业，他会不会好呢？他要怎么好呢？其实是可以用这个轮相来赞察跟忏悔。那比如说你不断的忏悔之后，你刚开始还没有忏悔的时候，你去掷骰子，掷那个轮，轮掷的时候发现说，哦，你的杀业很重，口业也很重，然后呢，然后接着你又去骰，就说，哦，但是呢，你的杀业比你的口业又更重，那个杀业是黑黑粗粗的，口业呢是细细黑黑的，然后你就要去忏悔，一直希望你能够忏悔到你那个变成是没有的，就是空白的那个，但是你还没有忏悔清净，这下你生重病了，去问看这个医生也不用，看这个医生也不用，那你就去站第三，你就去站第三轮，那你就问说，请问我这个病会不会好？去站查，等一下我们会给例子了，然后他就告诉你什么什么样的 case。 那第三轮主要的，其实它的重点不是在叫我们算命，或是说 你花一点钱去坊间找一些名嘴嘛，他会跟你讲一些事情。那这个的这部经不是在教我们做这个世俗的赞查这个技术，而是教我们怎么忏悔清净之后是改变我们自己的业报。那但是我们在改变我们自己业报的同时，我们必须要知道业报是怎么来的，你才可能拔除根本业缘嘛。比如说你知道说，啊，这个天气这么热， 你想要让它凉一点，好，你要知道天气热是为什么嘛？你不能一味说去我装很多冷气，或是我去买很多冰块，好，这不能解决根本的问题，因为你一走出这个房间又怎么样？又是很热了嘛，哈。所以这边就是要在讲我们的这个六根之聚，哈，我们讲根聚法门嘛，哈，就说哎，这个业报到底是六根怎么来的这样子。
So now we're going to talk about the third round of divination or the third round of casting. So from this we understand the third casting is talk about the a difference of a retribution, and this retribution is come from body, speech, and mind. This is 10 wholesome unwholesome karma. So for example. Talking about a speech karma, a speech seed. And so this person, normally when we go repent and perform repentance practice, and because something happened, so we reflect back, oh, I need to do some repentance. So for example, I have some incurable disease, and then it really bothers me, and so I start to repent. And then when I go through the first round of repentance, the first round of a divination, I find out, I have these two karmic obstruction, two karmic deeds. It's a killing and then speech. Okay. And then I find out these two. And then I go through the second round of divination, and I find out, the line is thick and heavier. And compared to the speech, and speech is a black and but it's a lighter line. So, and the killing and actually is the worst than the speech. So because of that, and I start to do some repentance. So, and the key point is this is not a fortune telling. And so because I know I have some calamity, also I go to some very famous psychic or fortune teller, and they tell me what to do, and spend a lot of money and trying to to change my retribution. And this is not the case. And this is when we doing this practice, we understand where is the resource of karmic obstruction. And because we know where's the resource, and then so when we repent, we can repent directly and toward and where this coming from, and to uproot the resource. And for example, and the weather is hot. So I want to know why is the weather is hot? Why is it hot? So if I install a lot of air condition and buy a lot of ice and in this room and to cool this room, and the moment I get outside and it's still hot. So we want to get to and the root cause of this karma and this karmic obstruction. So in front aggregate of a six sense organ and six sense dust, an object or the and the six sense or six consciousness all together, and we can understand where are these karma coming from.
好，所以呢，在第三轮的这个道理里面呢，哈，就讲到说，其实呢，我们的业报都来自我们的六根，所以它叫做根聚法门，好，根聚集的法门。怎么说呢？就是我们的业报，它其实是因为我们的六根跟六尘，就是外境哈，六种外境哈。比如说眼睛就跟色嘛，颜色哈，形象。那耳朵是什么？声音，对不对？那嘴舌根呢是什么？味道，那个什么尝的味道，对啊，闻的也是。另外一种 smell 哈，一个是 taste， 这样就是六根跟六尘接触的时候呢，产生了六识，然后这个六识它在起分别的时候，我们会有唯想、顺想跟非唯非顺想，就是喜欢、不喜欢跟怎么样没感觉哈。那我们怎么去会为什么我们会有这样的一个，我们可以。知道红的、绿的、白的，我们可以知道这是酸甜苦辣，但是我们为什么会有唯顺想呢？因为我们有根本无明， 因为的这个根本无明让我们去喜欢不喜欢，然后呢我们就造身口意十种恶业。好，比如说你很喜欢的东西你就一直要一直要，就变成贪，对不对？那贪不到呢就生气，对不对？生气还算好了，那气不过了呢，去抢嘛，啊不然就拿刀子嘛。今天早上看到一个新闻，就女朋友要跟男朋友分手，结果男朋友不肯，结果是怎样？男朋友先把女朋友给杀了，然后自己再去自杀。有没有常常听过这种事？对吧？很爱这个女生，可是这个女生要跟他分手，他不要，就是一个为一个顺嘛，喜欢喜欢，一个是说啊，但我要跟你分手，不行不行。那这时候你身口意十三业就开始，那为什么会这样呢？因为根本无明。那这样子的六根六尘六识产生为顺非为非顺，就有180种业报。好，等一下再讲。
So, with the aggregation of a six sense organ and six sense object and a six sense of a six consciousness and of course and all this karma. So, for example, six sense organ, eye, ear, and then in contact object and so the sight in contact object and then we have the seeing consciousness. And ear, we can hear with the hear. And then with the object, and in contact with the object, we have hearing consciousness. And so, and with the rest of it. So, because we see it, the basic six sense organ, and in contact with six object causes six consciousness. And then so, and the, we will cause karma. Why is that? Because this is original ignorance and root of ignorance. And then if it's something we like and then it becomes favorable, and something we don't like and then become unfavorable, and something we may not have any feeling. So because then why does it distinguish in the colors and red, blue, and green, white? And so this is because the original ignorance. And so for example, if we see something we like, and then we want more, and then one is not enough, and then it becomes greed. And if I cannot get it, I become angry. And then so if it's the severity, and I really can't get it, oh, I really have to use my own way to get it, and I maybe become robbery, and then any forceful means, and to try to get something I want, but I can't get. And for example, a lot of time we see on the news, and there's a boyfriend and girlfriend, and the girl wanna separate from the guy, and the guy loved to the girl to death, literally, and so it will not allow the girl and depart from her, from him. So and then so the guy and start kill the girlfriend, and then later on commit suicide because wanted something and it cannot get it, and then I use a forceful way and to get it. This is all coming from the original ignorance.
所以上卷的所谓的根据法门，他讲甚深的根据法门，讲的甚深这两个字那是有原因的，就是告诉我们说，因建筑在根本无明的范畴里面呢，我们的六根怎么跟六尘互动，然后怎么起六识去做判别。那这个是比较细部的图，你看看，我们讲唯识学是讲八识，那早期的唯识学只有讲六识啦，那就是基本上是眼耳鼻舌身意，意识六识，那眼耳鼻舌身，那意根其实是第七意识啦，那它跟色声香味触法， 他的尘在这边，他跟他互动之后呢，在心里面产生了眼耳鼻舌身意识，那由第六意识呢，他去启动所谓的善心所、恶心所跟无记心所，那就是我们讲的什么啊，善心所跟恶心所跟无记，它就是我们刚刚讲的为想顺想跟非为非顺想，那这样的一个活动结局会怎样呢？下一章再讲。
So because of the aggregation of the six sense organs to six sense object and the six sense consciousness, so it's, that's why it's called the Dharma gate concerning the profound root of a karma formulation by the organs. It's coming from that. So because this aggregation and then this is something in favorable and something favorable and something in neutral, and then of course 189 kind of a retribution. So originally it's only talk about six consciousness, eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, and the six consciousness. And this is this diagram and kind of explain and from the point of view of a conscious only school. So, eye consciousness, ears consciousness, nose consciousness, tongue and tongue consciousness, and then body and body consciousness, and the mind is the sixth consciousness. And then because it's six consciousness, and then we have something in favorable, and then wholesome and karma, and then in favorable and become unwholesome karma, and then it's something neutral, and not like it and not dislike it, and it become neutral. So, and when encounter the external phenomena and become favorable and in favorable, wholesome, unwholesome and neutral.
所以这个在这边就是更细，就是说那我们怎么去跟善心所跟不善的心所去相应，就从这个地根尘世互动的过程中呢，是其实是由第六意识来决定说，我今天有一个人打我一巴掌，我应该启动善心所还是恶心所。好，一般我们都启动什么心所？一巴掌过来哈，打回去哈，哇，不仅启动恶心所，还启动深夜哈，深夜哈，采取行动哈。那你看哈，但是哈，也不一定了哈。当哈你年轻的时候哈，不懂事，血气方刚哈。做错事情，父母亲赏你一巴掌，那时候怨哦，以后我要离家很远很远。等到有一天，你被召回父母的家哈，然后你发现你那年轻力壮哈，这么霸气的爸爸哈，这么能干的妈妈，躺在床上。对自己的日常生活都无能为力的时候，哇，你想要求他骂你两句哈，你都没有办法。这时候如果他真的能够坐起来赏你一巴掌的时候，你就跪在地上哭了哈。
So when is this wholesome and unwholesome consciousness started?Because it's in the sixth consciousness, and when we encounter situation, and then it's buried deep down inside, and then it will trigger the wholesome or unwholesome or neutral. So when does that happen? For example, and somebody slap you on the face, and which one should it trigger, wholesome or unwholesome or neutral? And some people say, oh, you know, and it just... Just a direct and direct reaction, and probably the unwholesome consciousness, and then afterwards, and maybe react to it and slap the person back, and to even encounter and the body is a reaction, so it's become even deeper karma. So And again, and for example, and also dependent on the situation and depend on the age. So during the younger day, if your parents are scolding at you, and then at that time you accumulate some hatred and feeling, you swear, you sworn, and when I grow up, I'm going to go far, far away from home, and I'm never going to come back and to visit this, my parents, they're so mean to me. And then later on in life, one day, you've been called to go home to visit your parents. And then when you see them, and they're getting old and aged, and then they're immobile, and they're lying on bed and sickly. And then at that time, if they can come up and then strike you, hit you on the face, and slap you on the face, actually, and you will be deeply moved in tears. And you're wishing that would happen. So, and this is an example, and this is a sixth consciousness, and how does wholesome consciousness and unwholesome consciousness be triggered?
所以呢，当我们根尘是在相应的时候呢，其实它没有善跟恶，有善有恶，一定是我们第六意识的判别，好，就是心。你的心决定这个事情是善还是恶，然后你会接下来采取身口意的行动，那就造业了。好，所以我们要修炼要修炼，要从第六意识修炼。忏悔呢，也是第六意识的忏悔。
So within the six consciousness, there's no wholesome. There is no difference of wholesome and unwholesome. And it's really, and when the six sense organ and the six sense object, they congregate and then forming the six consciousness. And then because the original ignorance wholesome unwholesome and based on the situation, and then 这个 and this fundamental affliction and impure mind, and then the next and progress to the next step, and you're going to react from your body, speech and mind, and the reaction from body, speech and mind, and then will commit a karma. And so therefore, and when we practice, we have to practice from the six consciousness, and on the same token, when we repent, we need to repent from the six consciousness.
Okay. 所以呢，在另外一部经叫做《佛说业报差别经》哈，这部经就是佛特别讲为什么我们有业报不同的差别哈，为什么你杀业很重，我杀业很重，可是我们的业报不太一样，为什么你也很骂人呢？你常常骂人，我也常常骂人，啊，为什么我们的业报会有上中下的差别哈？那因为我们的这个业哈，这个不业的因缘不太一样，好，就业缘不太一样哈。那我们等一下再来看例子哈。
So now we're going to look at the dissemination of a karmic recompense and sutra, and there's a karma, and all sentient beings are bound by their karma. Depend on their karma, they are reborn according to their karma, and due to the causes and condition, and brought about by different kind of karma, beings are differentiated into superior, fair, and inferior state. And you had committed killing deeds. I do too. We both committed the same killing deeds. And also, I committed speech deeds, and then you did it too. So why we committed the same kind of deeds, but our retribution is different. And it could be heavy, and could be medium, and could be light. And this is differentiation. This is differences. Where this difference is coming from, and coming from, and the cause and conditions.
Okay, 比如说哈， 第三战茶里面哈，它有189种业报，对不对？好，里面有160种哈，是指我们现在的善恶业报。那我把有某一类抓出来哈，刚刚讲杀业，其实杀业重的人哈，他的业报通常是什么？啊，多病、短命。好，假设你一生哈也是常常生病哈，啊，总是不会好哈，然后或是说你们家族哈就常常就是常常就是短命的哈。有那个长寿没有长寿基因哈、哦，有的家族是有长寿基因，你看他的爷爷奶奶哈，好、哦、就是爸爸妈妈每个人都是活超过90岁以上的，他们家族就是有长寿基因。好、哦，那意思是说，你如果是杀业很重的人，不会降生到这个家里来的，因为你跟他不相应。好、哦，那好，我们来讲杀业重，比如说我也常常生病，你也常常生病嘛，哈。但是你看看啊、哦，它有这么多的差别，就是说你生病的时候呢，是可以疗治的，可以治得好。就是说你现在你生病，你去占查一下哈、哦，说啊我这个病到底能不能好，或是说哎我妈，你也可以帮别人占查，我妈妈这个病到底会不会好，占查。啊，你假设占到148，表示说它可以治疗的。那但到149再差一个哈、哦，好吗？哦，难治难呐、啊。然后，那假设150呢？他是说你得花很多很多的功夫才会好，你一定要想尽办法才会好。然后还有一种就是哈、哦，你得受苦受一段时间，你得这个病哈、哦，可能可以拖个10年20年，然后他不会让你死的，他会让你痛苦20年，这叫做久长苦。有没有这种病？就是哎，什么死不了啊，好也好不了啊，就在床上一直痛啊痛啊痛了10年20年这样哈、哦。还有就是自当差说不用管他，他自己会好，有没有这种病？好、哦，然后呢，然后就是向医堪能治，说你现在去看医生可以治得好的啦哈、哦。然后或是说你现在找了一个医生，你问一下，他说你这个是对的，这个你现在哈、哦，这个医生给你这个处方是对的。啊，假设哈，然后就说哦，这个药是对的，对你最很好很好，然后可以除愈，好啊，或是说你现在这个医生哈，没办法，他帮你治的你好不了，或是他给你的药也不对，然后那个也不行，然后最惨的是160的时候，就是说你官所换命当尽，你不管怎么治，你都要往生的。哇，你要正查这个的话，你不是很伤心吗？这时候有没有得救？赶快去忏悔，你要很用力的忏悔。当然后面还有佛陀还教我们一些方法啦，你知道我们那个、哦、这个我们的爱尔菩萨、哦、他是一个中医师、哦、所以2个月前是吧，一个小女孩我们去医院，一个医生误诊，很有名的医院啊，误诊一个小小的胃病哈、哦，把它当成胃癌来治，最后被胃癌的那些什么药哈、哦，那些化疗什么疗的药毒死，结果他真的死了，几岁？27岁，非常漂亮庄严的一个女孩。
So when we practice the third round of casting divination, and there is 189 retribution, and this 160 and talk about the current present life and retribution. And normally, if we encounter in the past life and or committed a lot of killing karma, so and the retribution is illness. And a lot of illness, and then constantly sick, and a short lifespan, and And then and some people say, oh, you don't have this long life span of gene in your family. And so it because of that. And some people, and you can see the grandparents, they have a long lifespan, longevity, and they live up to 90s and 100s. But if you are not this case, then you will not be born in their family because your karma, your karmic retribution is not in accordance to that longevity family. So, for example, there's a present life and retribution, and the sickness is incurable, and because then you have the sickness, and then you may want to do the third round of divination and trying to find out and why and your illness is incurable, is constantly sick. And then so when you find out it's 148 retribution, is the sickness is curable, or and the sickness is hard to cure, and you need a lot of effort and exhaust and all kind of method and to get cure. And then it may take a long time to get cured, maybe bad bounded, and for 20-30 years, and it's not, you can't be reaching the final destination, die, and then you're not gonna get well. You just be bad bounded for 20-30 years. And some illness it will heal by itself, and some will cure by doctor, and some founded the right medicine and right treatment, and then some of the ill sickness will be cured. Some of the sickness and will not be cured, and some it's not right treatment, or some it's the not the right medicine, or the illness is really terminal. It's totally incurable, and because all this, and once we understand, and can we be salvaged from that? Can we be? Do we still have hope? Oh yes, and to repent, and we're going to talk about later, and there's a. There's another case, and one of our practitioner here, and herself is a Chinese medicine doctor, and they went to a hospital to visit this young girl. Is only 27 years old, and it just has a little issue about the stomach, and then but the hospital and then give it the total wrong diagnostic, and. The total wrong diagnosis and then say it's a stomach cancer, and keep giving in this all kind of medicine for cancer, and then finally and she died from the poison of the medicine for cancer, so she literally been poisoned to death. So all these illness and all kind of condition and can be saved. Yes. Repentance.
只是齁，如果真的是命当尽的这种命劫齁，真的要非常非常用力的忏悔齁。那不是说这个三天晒网两天打鱼是吧齁。这种忏悔齁，就是你没有办法改变这种根本的命运嘛齁。
So yes, and we can be saved from the repentance, but you have to repent very diligently, wholeheartedly. And you're not doing just a seasonal. Oh, I do this here, there, 3 days and 2 days, and I should be saved from my incurable disease. No, you have to do it repentance very diligently, very sincerely, very wholeheartedly.
那其实我们也常常听说一些高僧大德哈，他们不要讲高僧大德了哈，就像了凡居士有没有？他就改变他自己短命跟无子的这个命运，那他是怎么做的？哇，他可是每天一个功德簿哈，要做好事做好事一直做好事，这样子改变他自己生命的长短，还有他。没有小孩的等于是你的命没有办法继家族的命没办法接续嘛齁，那他改变了齁。
So, a lot of past patriots and they are examples, and but in the recent contemporary, and this very famous lay person, lay man, Liao Fan, and he was supposed to be very short lifespan, and then he will not have any children and to inherit his wellness. And but because he did a lot of good deeds, and so he changed in his karmic retribution, and he had a long lifespan, and then he has a lot of children. And why? Because he actually has a journal and of virtual merit. Every day he promised himself and to do something good, and then he put it into the journal and to remind himself he has to do more. So he totally changed his retribution.
所以呢，在这部经典里面哈，就《佛说业报经》里面呢，他就很明确的告诉我们说，短命哈是怎么来的。基本上呢有十相哈，那他基本就是一种心态，就是什么，不给人家活路。不管是你自己不给人家活路，或是叫人家不要给人家活路，还是你欢喜看到人家没有给活路，这种事情的时候，这个心在你的，在你，因为你没有给人家活路，你自己也没有活路的。好，这是一个很有意思的一个，就是一起的。当你不要给人家钱，你自己也赚不到钱；你不要给人家活路，你也活不了太久。那基本上就是在讲短命的十种业。
So from the discernment of a karmic recompense and sutra, and Buddha said, and there's ten different karma, ten different kind of karma to cause a short lifespan. And basically, you don't let people live for long. And then on the same token, you don't let yourself and to live for long. And this is a very interesting relationship. And if you don't want to give people money, and then you end up is not making too much money. And this is an interesting relationship. So this is 10 different kind of karma, and it's to describe to how to cause a short lifespan and why and have caused a short lifespan.
所以哈，同理，你看，我们怎么样得长命？就是你不杀生，你劝他人不要杀生，你看到人家不杀生，你很赞叹他，哈。然后呢，你看到有人要被杀了，你赶快想办法救他。然后呢，要往生的人，要死人，不管他是要生病死了，还是要被枪决了，哈。你可以安慰他，让他不要恐惧，好。然后你看人家生病，你会起慈悲心；有急难，你起大悲心，好。然后第十个，吃饭哈，余诸饮食会施众生。这个我要来鼓励我们的义工菩萨哈，每天在这边打斋哈，可以活久一点啊。不要再抱怨说法师我要累死了啊，齁，不会的，你在这边一直打斋，你越做越累，你会活得越久，齁，你绝对不会累死的，齁。
So on the same token, and so how to get a long lifespan, and so here is the same way. So if you want to get a long lifespan, you want to help other sentient beings and to get a long lifespan.And so, for example, not engaging in the killing, and not advising others to engage in killing, and commend not killing, and feel happy when seeing someone and not to be killed, and expediently saving others and to be killed, and comforting the mind of dying, and regardless, they are dying from illness or actually the commit crime and for the death sentence, you comfort their mind. And also providing fearless offering and to the scared one. And seeing suffering giving rise to compassion mind. And seeing disaster give rise to the great compassion mind. And the last, offering food to all sentient beings. And specific this one, I want to encourage all the volunteers. And working the kitchen, yeah, it's a very tough task. And oh, some people may say, oh, 法师, I'm just totally exhausted. I'm going to be exhausted to death. And so I really want to encourage you. And because in doing an offering to food to all sentient beings, you actually, maybe you're tired, you're exhausted, but you're actually going to live a longer and longer and longer.
好，那最近哈，台湾有一个新闻哈，说某宗教团体哈，这个鼓励放生，于是乎呢，三更半夜哈，卡车载了一笼一笼的眼镜蛇，哈，去某一个村落放生，害得那个村落哈，常常就。不是小蛇，是大的眼镜蛇出没，有时候在床边，有的时候在椅子下，院子里面，锅子里面，炉灶旁边，脸盆里面，就到处都是蛇，而且是眼镜蛇。然后每一家，开始就要养狗养猫。请问这样的放生对吗？为什么？你让大家起恐怖心。人家是要见恐怖者施于无畏哈，然后你是放蛇让大家生活不得安宁哈，然后那些毒蛇在山里面好好的，你把它抓出来干嘛？对不对？你把它抓来都市里面去，乡村里面去放生，人家在深山里面，你为什么要把人家抓出来？还有那个哈，放鱼的也是嘛，人家明明是。咸水鱼你放到淡水里面，然后淡水鱼放到咸水放到海里面去，不是等于是杀生吗？哦，所以，我们这个年代如果要护生，这么多的流浪狗，这么多残废的狗需要治疗，不然他们就会被怎样安乐死嘛，那你可以养狗了，你就去，不要去挑那个名贵的狗嘛，去那个狗的什么流浪之家也可以领一条狗来养啊，齁。所以就说很多事情在这个年代我们要护生跟放生，齁。在我们心念里面，不管是人与人之间，或是人跟环境，或人跟动物之间，都要给每一个众生有他的活路。活存活的空间啊齁。然后呢对于众生的恐怖我们要能够怎样施无畏齁。不要放蛇去吓人嘛齁。
So recently, I seen the news in Taiwan, and this particular religious group, and in the middle of the night, and then they ship truck fulls of cobra snake and to let go into the village. And then, and these are not a small cobra snake, and this is the huge cobra snake. And then so the cobra snake and let go and in the village. So they appearing and they try to find a comfort, a shelter. So they appearing in everybody's house, in the bed, on top of the stove, in the kitchen, all over the place. And the cobra snake literally woozing out into all the village. And the people is really scared. Yes, in the beginning, and you try to, free this cobra snake. But you put it into the wrong place, and then you actually cause fear to all the sentient beings. And you do have some good meaning in the beginning, but you're just doing a totally wrong in the wrong way. And then cause a lot of fear to everybody. And then every family has to actually, and then get a cat and dog, and then try to protect the family and make sure and the snake is not coming to their house. And on the same token, and some people buy a lot of fish and to let go in the in the water. And, but it's sometimes, and they buy, the fish belong to the ocean and live in the salt water. And then, and they put it into the stream, which is, and not salt water. And then they actually cause the death to those fish. So this is not a free life, alleviate life, and it actually cause life. Instead of doing that, you want to protect life. There's a lot of homeless cats and dogs in the shelter, and there are a lot of homeless people and live on the street. And if you want an accumulate good karma, and then you can help them and provide them food and provide them shelter. And then so, and on the same token, and human and animal, the reaction, you want to give them a living space, a place to live, and you want to provide them and shelter and the better life and the prolong their life. So, and not to reduce their lifespan. So you want to do it to yourself and you want to do it to them.
顺便广告一下齁。今年冬天齁，我们本来一直想做的就是去做冬令救济齁，就是那些，因为现在纽约市的那个 homeless 越来越多齁，啊，天气又越来越冷齁，越 extreme 齁。那我们今年配合那个水路网路公修哈，我们不是有占卜嘛，哈，那占卜一切众生嘛，哈，我们会买食物，那我们剩下的钱呢，我们会启动一个冬令救济的专案，来帮助那些无家可归的人过平安的过冬天，哈，啊，如果你有一些钱哈，准备可以布施出去的话呢，你可以留到年底哈。当然啦，随时有需要就要捐出去，不要一直故意留到年底啦齁。看到有需要就要去帮助别人啦齁。他说你真的到年底还有一些闲钱齁。那可以来这个大家来护持法会，来占卜众生，同样的活的人也要占卜嘛齁。我们就会有这样一个专案齁。
And now I want to make some advertising now. This winter, and we want to do something we always want to do. There's a lot of homeless people in New York. And so in the winter, we want to offering some food and then buying some food and other means and to help these homeless and to have a safe winter. And so if you have some money and then you want to save and for the winter and for the offering, for the helping. But of course, and in the meantime, anytime and there's some need and you can make some offering for money and donate some money and then please do. And don't just say, oh, I have to save all my money for that. I'm not donating anything. And so this is something and I want to encourage you to participate.
你看哈，奉施饮食哈，有十种功德。第一个就得命，看到吗？第二个得色是什么意思？得色不是那个得女人哈，色是指你的色身呐、啊。一个你可以命得命嘛哈，第二个色身，我们的色身是不是靠饮食而来？当你能够供养他人饮食的时候，你自己的身体也会变好。然后得力，你会有这个心力哈，体力你会增加，然后你会获得安无碍变哈，就是说你对于要安慰众生，你哈辩才无碍，口什么口才无碍，好，当你发生你那很痛苦或是很恐惧难过的时候，你就忽然辩才无碍了哈，平常讲话结结巴巴没关系。当人家需要帮助的时候，你就要辩才无碍哈。然后你看，哇，人大家看到你都喜欢啊，有福报，命中升天哈，速证涅槃，多好啊！奉施饮食哈，所以打斋供众哈，不一定是在道场啊，外面一样哈，就你能够滋养众生哈，供养他们食物哈，来让他们的色身得到这个持续，那众生回报你的就是什么？他来滋养你的法身慧命哈，这是无往不利的哈。
So the next, if a sentient being make full offering, attain term virtues, and of course a prolonging life. So if you offer food and less sentient being to extend their life, and on the same token, your life will be prolonged. And then the second, improving physical form, and your physical body, it will be healthier because you provide food, offer food, less sentient beings and a body to become healthier. So the third, gain the strength of a body and mind, and attain unhindered bodhisattva power of a speech. And for example, somebody need a comforting, and then you may speech and stutter all the time, but that's okay. But when a critical moment and need your comforting words and to comfort sentient beings, and you can speech and talk and non-stoply, and that's the main key point. And attaining the mind of no fear, attaining no remiss and respect by others, and beloved by all others, repleting with great merit and virtue, and will be reborn in heavenly realm, attaining nirvana speedily. So, so when you make a full offering, and then you gain all these benefits, and then, don't complain anymore, because you're offering sentient being food, and then you nourish their, and also on the same time, and we nourish our body, Dharma body, and then the wisdom life.
大家知道那个鸿海的那个董事长叫什么？
郭台铭。
郭台铭哈，听说在他公司工作很辛苦嘞哈。然后这些大企业家总是要抓一点什么，大家都是想要挖一点什么哈，来给他骂一骂嘛，好像赚钱赚那么多，然后下面的人工作的那么辛苦哈，都快要过劳了哈，然后就是总是想要抓一点什么把柄哈，来给他责怪一下嘛哈，啊，偏偏人家怎么样？哦，长得也还蛮庄严的哈。然后又活得好像要活很久的样子，然后呢又娶了一个年轻的太太，又生了现在几个了，三个小孩，哇，这怎么这样子哈？但照理说你这样给人家赚钱哦，应该要那个哈，总是要。后来我听说，后来我就明白为什么你真的是哈没办法 beat 他的哈。他听说他呢去买了一个。他买了好几个，他买那个煮米的煮饭的锅子哈，是可以煮几千人的饭的锅子。像我们这个米锅嘛，是50个人，然后煮好几次，也不过弄个100-200人份嘛哈。他是去买那个饭锅，是可以煮上千人份的饭的哈。然后他只要知道哪里有法会、有大活动或是赈灾，他都说那个饭我来出。他负责那个饭，因为对于所有去赈灾还有办活动哈，最难弄的就是饭。你不要看菜还好弄哦，你便当你要做上万个便当，你那个饭要去怎么煮啊？他呢都去 offer， 他说你的饭全部我包，所有的大大小小哈，要 offer 人家要赈发便当的饭是他煮的，他负责哎。那你看看所有吃过他跟他吃过他便当的人都跟他有缘，你说他会赚不到钱吗？你就算不知道那个饭是他供养的，你反正你吃了他的饭，你三炮就会去买他的东西，这就是结缘嘛哈。就是说我不一定要让你知道我做了什么好事，但是我就是做了，我做了之后就是跟你结善缘。啊，他也不要什么什么什么，他只要煮饭就好了呢哈。所以你看，奉施饮食哈，功德很好很大。
Another example, there's a very famous entrepreneur, Guo Taiming, and his company is Honghai. He's very famous as a slave driver. Because in working his company, and it's very tough. He has a very high demand for his employee. So all these years, and people may build up some hatred feeling against him, and then want to find some shortcoming of him, and then maybe kick him out of the CEO position. But
他是董事长。
Okay. So he's still CEO. And so people may be just jealous of him and then trying to find a shortcoming of him. And so, but you look at him. And, his appearance is not bad. It's kind of adorned. And then, he also have a young wife and now have three kids. And he's making more money and more money and more money. And then by more understanding, I could understand why. Because, he does that. And he bought in a few big, humongous pot. Can actually cook in a rice for 1,000 people. And here we have an upstairs and probably and cook the rice for 10, 20 people the most. But he bought this humongous pot. Can actually cook rice for thousands of people. Why he bought that and for? So in doing is those a big Dhamma service. And he said
for charity.
And for charity, and then for disaster site. And then he say, oh, to prepare a meal, and the toughest one is to prepare rice. He say, when he encountered those situations, he said, don't worry, I will take care of the rice for you. I will prepare all the rice for you. So he's been doing that over years, and nobody really know. And then, and the moment, and when he's accumulate a lot of good karma with everybody, and he's building a lot of good affinity with everybody. So once you ate his rice, and knowing it without knowing it, and you will end up buying his product regardless. And this is the affinity, and so and that's how he built up his good affinity.
我们要赶快 speed up 哈。那要扫病呢？里面哈要讲的也是实相哈。你来看看哦，不要打众生啊，以前哈、哦、就常常也是主人会打仆人，有没有？就说你不要打人，你打人你就多就反过来就是多病。他你不要打人哈、哦，但是里面哈、哦、你看有一个，如果你供养父母及诸病人，自己的父母也是福田哈、哦，这不是随便讲讲的哈、哦。不管你的父母对你怎样。供养你的父母，你就少病。然后你看到病人，你就想帮他，好、哦。然后你假设哈、哦，看到人家病很苦，然后你自己知道要怎么咳嗽怎么好什么好，你就给施予良药。同时你也劝别人说，来帮他，好、哦。然后当然对众生的苦，你病苦你可以起同理心、慈悲心，你就自己少病。然后饮食可以知节量，好，不要吃太多嘛，哈，不然你肠胃会有问题嘛，哈。
So there's a 10 kind of karma to cause less illness, disliking to strike sentient beings. And back in the old days, and the master and like to hit our servants. So don't do that. And persuading others and not to striking others, and commend non-striking, and feel happy when seeing someone non-strike.And another important one, make offerings to parents and ill. And our parents is our field of merit. And so you want to cultivate that. You want to make offering and to our parents. And then also give care to an offering when seeing a sick sage. And feeling happy when seeing enemy recover.And seeing suffer and ill, and give good medicine, also advising others and to come to make offerings. And you help this sick person and suffer person, and also you ask other people come to help. And the nice and generating compassionate mind when seeing people in suffering. The tense and practicing portion control and self-discipline while eating.
Wow.我过去几年哦，身体不是很好，也是业障很重嘛哈，所以我就常常要去看病、看医生。然后有时候呢，也居士也会帮忙我找医生嘛哈，啊带我去看病啊哈，啊帮我付钱、付医药费嘛哈。那我当然就很觉得过意不去，我想说哇，这样子我下辈子就欠你啊。 我就说 不用，我们这个我们有共生的钱哈，我自己可以跟我们生团报账医药费的哈，你不要帮我付这样子，然后那医生也不收钱，然后那居士也帮我付钱，然后就觉得非常的压力很大嘛哈。那居然有人跟我说，法师你不要管，我告诉你，我最近几年哈常常供养法师看病。我最近几年都没有生病哎、啊，然后我就说哦，真的吗？说他以前常常生病，最近几年他可能看到出家人要看病，他就供养那医药费嘛。他说我最近几年都没有生病哎，那我就想说这我也不能说这不是真的啊哈。然后就说这样哦，那不然好吧？那他既然他觉得他这样子他就没有生病了哈，啊，那医生也是。他就是他们一直常他我觉得他们也不是客气，说法师感谢你有给我这个福田。然后有一天我终于明白，身为一个出家人哈，你接受别人的供养是你的天职，但是你能不能消化你的供养是你自己的福报问题。就是说你不能阻止众生来供养，因为他们可以培福，可是你可不可以信施，你会不会信施难消呢？那就是你自己的事情。明白我的道理吗？好，你们可以来供养，但是你们不要，我不能说因为你们供养我就怎样，我就飞到天上去了，觉得自己很厉害。好啊，我自己功课也不做哈，啊也不认真，做个出家人哈，这样我信施难消，就我自己会短命啊。不是短命啊，就是说我自己会信思难消。好，但是因为我自己本身的个性，我就很不喜欢跟人家拿东西，就一个性问题，就是我不喜欢人家帮我，我喜欢自己做，然后东西我也自己买。但是自从出家以后，我要开始练乞，好，就是乞食嘛，哈，出家人就是乞，有没有？乞讨、乞食，这个就最不做不出来的，就是你跟人家要东西这件事情。但是问题是说，人家供养你，人家在修福修慧了哈，你不可以断人家这条路，但是你要自己想办法去消人家的心思哦。这是我们自己的功课哈。
So use myself as example. Earlier days in the past a few years, and my body condition, health condition is not that great. So a lot of time I go out to see doctors, and then so when I go see doctors, and a lot of lay practitioner, and they offer to pay for my medical bills, and then also some doctor and don't even collect money from me. So, my personality, I don't like that. I don't, even though and it says monastic, it is, it's acceptable for people offering. My personality, I don't really like to do that. But this one disciple told me, Fasi, don't worry about it. And because, all the monastics give me opportunity to make offering and to pay for their medical bill. So since that point on, my health condition is wonderful. It's great. So, and then every single time I see this opportunity, I can do that kind of offering. I do it. And then my health condition actually is wonderful. So I started believing in that. And even so, I still will, even though I don't like it and people make that kind of offering, but I will allow that because I will not cut off the opportunity for people to make offering. And that's what they're supposed to do. That's what they want to do. And when after I receive offering, it's up to me and to be able to resolve in those offering. So I have to work hard and on practice and not saying, oh, people give me offering and then I'm rise above everybody. No. And you do your part. You make offering. I do my part. I have to work diligently. I have to work hard as a monastic.
好，但是哈， 请你们不要现在哈生病的时候就买一大堆东西来哈，说要供养法师哈。啊，这供养呢哈，要怎样？要雪中送炭呐、啊、哈。那我又没有生病，你不要送药来啊，也拿我们冰箱里都刻满了哈，不要再送食物来，送给需要的人，送法师跟送给需要的人是一样的，就是供养的心是对大众平等布施哈。啊，就是在人家需要的时候，你就要去，不要拣择。好，只是说当下的因缘啊是这样，只是提起一个例子来哈。所以大家布施的时候要都要讲到三轮提供的，更何况说布施不能挑对象嘛。好，任何一个人的生病，如果他没有钱看病，或是他真的是需要帮助的时候，你就必须要去。有能力的时候你就去帮忙他，好，没有说供养法师就功德比较大，好，应该是不是这样子的。好，
So please don't do this because you want to be healthy and then so you want to make offerings to 法师 regardlessly. And our refrigerator is pretty full. Please do not bring more food. Our medicine cabinet is very full. Please do not bring more medicine. It's too much. It's oozing out of those cabinets. So when you make an offering, you want to give it to the needed one. And so for, there's a lot of needed people, animal, and anything. And then you can make an offering to them. You can help them. And when you make an offering, and there's no particular object, and the one make offering, there's no, people to make offering, and there's no such thing of making offering. So you want to use that kind of attitude to make offering, and to make offering and to give it to the needed, not overly and just repetitively giving to somebody don't need anything.
Okay, 那多病的业报来自何处？哈，就刚好刚刚相反哈。那特别 highlight 出来就是你不要去打人。然后呢，你不要扰乱父母，让他们很烦忧心呢、啊，哈、哦。以前不是说出门一定要报告父母，回来也要怎样跟父母问安嘛，哈、哦啊，不然他很担心嘛，哈、哦。尤其像我们在纽约出去也不知道发生什么事情，哈、哦。就是说很多事情，就是说你要能够少病，哈、哦，就是要让一切众生能够安心，哈、哦。然后能够身体身心啊身安心安哈、哦，然后这就是这其中不变的道理哈、哦。
So of course, there's ten kind of karma to cause more illness, and the few key one is liking to strike sentient beings, and another one is causing vexation and worries to parents.So especially in New York and these kind of places, and sometimes we consider it's not safe. So before you go out and you let your parents know, and after you come home, you let your parents know, so they will not worry about your safety's sake. And so, and to have a less disease and to have less illness, and then you make yourself safe.And then make your body and mind safe. Also, you make a sentient being's body and mind safe. This is just a simple principle.
Okay. 所以呢，我们刚刚讲160种的业报，现世的业报有没有？我只是把生病、看医生这件事情当抽出来而已哈。里面还有很多种哦哈，包括你学习或是什么的。那你看哈，你生病，然后你发现。少病多病长命短命是什么原因，所以当我们暂察到，然后你又发现你现在目前就是生病好不了的时候，然后你去暂察发现哇真的是要久长苦好，然后你就去忏悔，不断的去忏悔，看看你的杀业会不会少轻一点，那同时你就去做那个少病跟长命的什么事情嘛，好，然后去避免那个短命跟多病的事情，对不对？那我发现去布施饮食是蛮容易又很 常常可以做的事情，哈。还有就是什么，孝养父母，好，让他们得到安稳的一个啊生活。这两个是我觉得从那里面看看哦，是日常生活中随时可做的。平常我们也不会去打人嘛，对吧？所以你说叫我不打人，我本来就没有打人嘛。但是你可不可以多关怀一下父母呢？多关怀一下他们的日常生活起居啊，哦，是不是有钱啊？可以看病啊？是不是食物 OK 啊？哈，交通方面去多关怀一下，然后多关怀社会上需要帮助的人嘛。好，这样你就好，长命又少病。
So this 189 retribution, we look at it before. I was just using as illness, the more illness or less illness and the long lifespan and short lifespan as an example. And then also, and the illness and it was curable, incurable. And now, there's a third round of a casting. There's a many, many examples in talking about illness and then study and then all that. So I'll just use a simple example as illness. So, and we can more relate it in our lifetime. And simply, and then we can actually do that. And so make offering and to make offering of food and to a sentient being and take care of our parents and give them more caring and loving. And this is all we can do. And it's doable. So it's not asking too much. And then we can extend and to give it needed and to the people and in the society or even extend it to other sentient beings. So this is all doable.
所以呢，这个经是谁问的？坚进性菩萨。然后地藏王菩萨回答嘛，好，那为什么会得到坚固的信心呢？他从赞茶，你可以从赞茶里面去发现，原来业性本空，因缘果报是可以改变的，借由心的改变去改变业报。你赞茶忏悔的这个过程中，你会对他产生信心，对于心的功能产生信心，对于业性本空产生信心。同样的，刚刚讲的，你回去多孝养一点父母，多布施一下他人，然后就像那个有一个居士，不是一天到晚要供养法师医药费的那个吗？他就已经对这个过程中他产生了坚固的信心，他觉得他这五年来都没有生病的原因，是因为他供养法师医药费。好，因为他以前常常生病。自从他开始供养法师医药费，他就没生病。好，他从这个过程之中，这个 practice 中，他产生了信心。同样的，我们这个赞茶三恶业报经的上卷，哈，我们必须自己去实践它，然后再从中得到真正坚固的信心。好，这样的话才是什么依教奉行嘛。好
，So So we continue as so this sutra is asking by Jianjing Xing Bodhisattva, and then was answered by Earthstone Bodhisattva, and the nature of all karmic or all karma is empty. So and from this casting and divination, and then we understand that, and then also by practicing, and then we understand. The function of the mind, and then they give rise to confidence and deep faith. And for example, and that disciple and always make offerings to pay for the medical bill for monastic for the past 5 years. And then in that 5 years, and then the person's health condition and then improve tremendously. And so because in the process by doing this practice and give a strong faith and for this person, so this person continue to practice. So, and that's why in the first chapter, and teach us how to actualize in this method. And then by doing this in the process, we give rise into strong faith and confidence.
好，可能要多站几分钟。那这个赞茶里面呢， 又有十一种，你讲过去是你是什么哪一道来的，还有未来是，就是假设你现在是往生，或是你刚刚往生的亲人，他现在会他会去哪里哈、哦，都在这边可以暂查啊、就是这个过去跟未来的这个恶报哈、哦、业报。
So also in this sutra and from this third round casting, and we can also find out and the past retribution and the future retribution. And for somebody and just pass away, you can kind of casting about the future retribution.
那其实哈就在讲这个事情，上卷。所有的内容哈，一个是讲我们的影业，一个是讲我们的满业。好，英文翻译可能没那么 perfect 哈。影业是什么？这个业呢，在第八识里面，它在一熟种子，第八识里面的一熟种子，我们往生的时候呢，投生的时候，第八识的一熟种子现行。然后这个影业呢会带着我们去看你要人道、天道、地狱道、畜生、恶鬼道六道里面看是哪一道，好，是用影业牵着去。那牵去了以后呢，它的满业是什么？满业就是前六世好的种子，就是说 OK 我们都是我们的影业都带我们成为人嘛，我们现在都是人对不对？但是你生在富裕的美国，我生在贫穷落后的非洲，好啊啊！你是白人，我是黄种人，你家有钱，我家没钱，然后我一天到晚生病，你就撞个跟牛似的，就说那怎么都不一样哈、哦，这样，然后人家你人见人爱啊，我看了就很顾人怨，好，就满业就不一样，虽然我们的影业是一样哈。哦，但是我们的满业就不一样，所以你身体强弱、寿命长短啊，就刚刚我们讲160种有没有？包括你看病，你少病多病，你看病会不会好，看会不会怎样，就全部在你的160种业哈、哦，在这个满业里面。然后刚刚讲的11种过去世跟16种未来世的，就是我们的影业，这样明白吗？
So, the key point is on this, diagram. So, excuse me. So, and starting from the directing karma, and directing karma is coming from the past and the future, karma. And this is our directing and guiding, karma. And, they actually in the eighth consciousness. And, they are embedded in this eighth consciousness. And then when the people, and, after pass away, about to go to the next life, and, the seed of retribution starts sprouting and start to germinating. And those are, and then it will fulfill and then become fulfilling karma. And those fulfilling karma is stored in the first and to sixth consciousness. For example, because, our karmic because our karmic and retribution, we both become human. And, you and be born in America, and then, your family is pretty well off. And then, you're very healthy. And then, people look at you, they're actually happy. But I'm also become a human. My retribution also lead me to become a human. But I was born in Africa, and I have no money. I have a really dirt pool. And then, I'm always sick. And then when people see me, and they actually become disgusting. And so this is, we both have a retribution, become human. But still, we have a huge difference. This is all because there's a guiding or directing karma, and fulfilling karma, and then become the end result.
好，我刚刚只是讲个比方哈，我是出生在台湾的，不是非洲哈。
I'm just giving example. It's not, I was born in Taiwan. I was not born in Africa.
Okay. 好，那刚刚讲的影业又是怎么一回事哈，就很简单。就是也不是简单啦，就是 straightforward 哈。你假设你持五戒，你就会生而为人嘛。你修十善， 你就会怎么样？天人。假设你很你的习气很喜欢生气，很喜欢跟人家斗争，你就变阿修罗。假设你就是处于混沌无明状态了，容易变畜生。然后你一天到晚嫉妒他人，又很坚定哈，东西都不要布施给别人，就变恶鬼。然后你若是呢去做十恶哈，就很容易下地狱嘛哈。那就是在八识田的种子呢，这个是很强的种子哈，种在我们八识田里面。然后呢，我们的第六意识，在我们往生的时候，我们往生的时候，我们的心识哈，至少十倍、一百倍的敏锐。然后这个时候哈，就是往生的时候，如果说我是一个很容易生气的人，偏偏又没有广结善缘哈，又有培福。要往生的时候呢，哇，所有的冤亲债主一起出现，那我就更气了，对不对？然后因为我的心思又十倍灵敏，我就十倍的生气。这时候哈，很有90%的可能，我就去哪里了？假设我有一点福报，变阿修罗了，哈哈，就是说，你第六意识哈牵动，所以为什么我们助念为什么那么重要？一定要把那个。往生的人的第六意识哈，维持在正念。即便你很生气，但是你可以不要生气，你把你的心思专注在佛号上面，让你能够祥和。这时候你不要牵动你那个阿修罗的引业嘛哈，啊你也不要牵动你那个恶鬼的引业嘛哈，就是说你这时候就想办法帮助往生者或我们自己第六意识能够至少生而为人嘛，哈，对不对？天人我也不知道，天人修行比较慢一点了，但是就是说讲这个引业是这样哈，啊，然后刚刚讲的是什么啊？满业已经就是前面，所以前面160个是讲满业啊，后面11+16那个是在讲引业的部分哈。
So, this is actually relatively straightforward. And this, the seed is in the eighth consciousness. And this is our retribution seed. Actually, it's very, very strong. And especially, this is always embedded in the eighth consciousness. So, and if you practice the five precepts and you are and become human. So, if you are angry and fighting and like to fight and become Asura. And if you build up a lot of 10 virtuous deeds and then you become a heavenly god. And if you, a lot of time you build up as ignorant seeds and become animal. So always jealous and stingy and become hungry ghost. And then always anger and then become in the hell realm. So, and the sixth consciousness, and especially, and when we about to pass away, and our sense is 10 times or 100 times sharp, and so any little thing, and then can trigger, and especially if you don't build up a good karma, and then affinity with others. At that time, and all your past enemy and everybody and come to interrupt you, and then you become more angry, and then if you become very very angry and you have a little merit, and then you may end up in the Asura realm, and then otherwise you may end up in the hell realm, and that's why when we are chanting and for the deceased and for the dying is extremely important. We want to keep their mind and into the right mindfulness. And so, and leading them and use the chanting and of a Buddha's name and leading the mind into the right path and will not and deviate and into to animal realm, hungry ghost realm, or to the hell realm.
好，所以呢，整个上卷哈，赞塔三二业报经的上卷呢哈，是针对我来看看，针对士哈，赞察士，然后士的善恶跟士的赞察，然后让我们了解我们的淫业跟满业。还有它之间可以变化的一个 状况，然后让我们产生一个信心，是什么？罪是可以忏悔清净的一个信心。然后呢，我们接下来就是要进入下一卷，是真正核心要讲的东西，要怎么样做理的赞察，怎么赞察一时境界，什么是理的善恶。我们刚刚讲十善十恶是事相的善跟事相的恶，但是什么是理，理善恶，理善跟理恶又是怎么一回事呢？善恶是有绝对的 clear cut 吗？好，那我们就要进入下一卷。好，
So in the first chapter and the casting and the investigation is toward a worldly phenomena. And so this is three rounds of casting is casting and to do with worldly phenomena. And then the phenomena of the ten wholesome of unwholesome deeds. So, and when we, because the guiding karma and the fulfilling karma and then about, and there's a phenomena. And then also in among them, and there's a changing relationship. And then, and build up the confidence. And then we use repentance and we can, alleviate our, bad deeds. And then we go into the next chapter. And the core teaching is about the principle and the one true reality. And then, what it is, and then the wholesome, unwholesome, principle. What is the absolute wholesome, unwholesome? This is what we're going to talk about in the next chapter.
好的，最后呢，花一分钟结论一下哈。那因为呢，下一卷要讲的时候应该是九月了哈，九十、十一、十二哈，各讲一次哈。那因为它也比较深入一点哈，我用华严系的圆人论的教判哈，来跟大家介绍《赞察三恶业宝经》哈。上卷在这下面哈，就是圆人论的教判里面呢，他把我们整个佛学的次第跟架构，从人天教讲善恶业报因果，然后到小圣教的断惑灭苦，到大圣法相教的将士破境，然后破大圣法相教的心境皆空，然后一直到一性一圣显性教的本觉真心，好，他的圆人论的教判哈，华严系是这样子上来的哈。那在上卷哈，我们在讲忏悔清净的时候，讲罪业是实在的时候，其实是在讲下面人天教跟小三教的部分，告诉我们业报因果，告诉我们要怎么样断惑灭苦。然后到下卷的时候，要告诉我们罪性本空，真如的一时境界。那这时候呢，就要变成讲唯识学跟如来藏跟总观，好，那也就是说，刚刚我们前面有讲过的哈，下一卷讲一时境界两种关门，唯心识观跟真如识观，就是在讲这个部分。好
，So now the conclusion. So this diagram is talk about the gradual steps and the structure and from Avatamsaka school. And for the first chapter, I talk about repentance and to purify and the karma is the real. And from the human and from the human religion and then Hinayana religion, and we talk about karmic retribution and cause and consequences, and then the cutoff of delusion. And this is in the first chapter. And the second chapter, it will talk about the nature of all karmic obstruction, the karma is empty. And it's the true suchness, the one reality. And so, and from Mahayana a teaching, and so we knowing the consciousness and break the phenomena, and then also the mind and the phenomena, they're both empty, and then to until and the final and the one true reality and the true suchness and the Tathagatagarbha. So in the next chapter, and going to have a lot of different concepts like consciousness only and Tathagatagarbha in the Madhyamaka, and which is the middle way.
那我们今天就上卷就停在这里哈。那希望下学期4的时候想请记得回来听下卷哈。好，我们要来回向。
Transform marriage.